Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Tara Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. Coming up, we will sit and spend with the 10 greatest boy bands of all times at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Couple from our question, what will you never eat again because it sucked or did you dirty? Guys, buddy of mine told me to put peanut butter and grape jelly on my hamburger. Sounded so gross, but I tried it on a dare. That is one tasty burger. Also, as far as PB&J, make your sandwich as normal, then put butter on both sides of the outside, grill it up like a cheese toasty. Beware, that hot peanut butter will burn the F out of your mouth. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. I've never tried a grilled peanut butter and jelly.
Neither have I. I'm not above it.
I've had peanut butter on a burger, but not jelly.
I've had a toasted peanut butter and jelly sandwich, where I toasted the bread first and made the sandwich.
Ah, okay.
That's fine.
When I was a kid, that was like my mom was being fancy.
Oh, toasting the bread?
Yeah. That sounds pathetic because it comes out of my mouth. But I remember being
One more step.
Can we toast it? Like, all right, honey.
Yeah, Saturday, why not? I'll throw you a bone.
Jesus, I mean, that's basically what it was.
And then Subway stole her idea. You want that toasted?
Ted, thanks to you, gentlemen. Thank you for telling me about Windy City. Also, check out West of Chicago and West Seattle by the Junction. Men's Room IPA and Italian beef sandwiches. That from Dennis. Dennis, where does one find an Italian beef sandwich in Seattle?
I don't know.
The best one I've had in a long time, Smarty Pants.
They have an Italian beef.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right. You told me about that. Yeah.
And if you go to the one in Burien, man, they're big fans.
I got a cheeseburger there. It was fantastic.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've had that. I've had their like version of steak and cheese. I like that place.
Guys, back when I was in the Army, I was on KP Kitchen Police. Went to pick up a piece of rice. Then it moved. I could not eat rice for 30 years after that. That from Clarence.
That's a maggot.
In Marysville.
Or just living rice. You don't know.
But Cholas, Happy New Year's. Glad you made it back safely, Miles. I will never eat instant mashed potatoes ever. It makes me gag. Unless it's from an actual potato, I won't touch it. Well, instant mashed potatoes technically are from a potato. It's just freeze-dried.
I think they're great.
I had a friend make potatoes for dinner one night, and I know I can't do instant potatoes. They tried to hide it with real potatoes. Soon as I took a bite, I began gagging. I said, "There's instant potatoes in there, isn't there?"
You lying ass.
They said, "Yes." I didn't want to eat anymore. They said if I didn't know it was there, it shouldn't taste it, but they were wrong. I had to throw it out. That from Kevin in Linwood. You know when you're having instant mashed potatoes. I can taste it because I grew up on it.
Yeah, I know the taste. They don't bother me, but I definitely recognize it.
Like, I don't mind it. Like, Izell's has instant mashed potatoes. I think they're great. I buy those little individual instant mashed potato packets all the time. Where you, like, you know, maybe a cup and a half of boiled water and throw those in there. I think they're great.
Dude, I have a buddy that is a very good cook and everything. He swears by instant mashed potatoes. He makes everything by hand, except the mashed potatoes.
It's just so easy. You know,
yeah.
Potatoes are processed. Oh, let's get on the birthdays. Guys, today is my youngest daughter, Sierra, pronounced Squirt's 27th trip around the sun. and you give her a Leroy Jenkins, some green beans, and a fart montage. Stay fresh, my friends. That from Jeffro.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Tea and crumpets, bitches. Happy birthday to my brother from another motherland. That'd be Matt from Doncaster, UK. Go Rovers.
Go Rovers.
He is one handsome, smart, and extremely funny SOB. So, can he get a Your Penis Is Too Small, a Fish Sandwich Quartet, and Coach Ted on dealing with the general public? Cheers, Matty boy. See you in March. That from Mark.
A fish sandwich, oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Oh, I wanted some dad jokes, too.
All right, I'm not positive where Doncaster is, but I've been watching a lot of accents in England. I think this is what you do. You're 27. How do you deal with the general public? Start talking like a road band or whatever you call them. Just real aggressive. Like, ah, you're looking like a little bitch, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just finish everything with isn't it.
Isn't it, yeah. Some dad jokes for you there. Well, let's see here, guys. If I have a blind date, how can she see me? I have to admit, though, with these jokes, I have been accused of plagiarism.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Their words, not mine.
Subtle. I like it.
When you die, what part of you dies last? When you die, what part dies last?
I don't know.
Your soul.
Pupils. They dilate.
I dilate, yes. Well done.
Did you guys hear about the stutterer who died in prison?
No.
Stutterer died. No.
He didn't finish his sentence. Here's one Michael get. How does the man on the moon get his hair cut? How does the man on the moon get his hair cut?
Man on the moon get his hair cut?
I got it.
What is it?
He buzzes it.
No, he clips it.
Oh, he
buzz works.
Buzz
works. Buzz works.
Yeah.
And one more. Guys, whenever I think of the 80s, I always think of a boombox.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
But that's just a stereotype.
That's a good one.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BT. Yaws a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Dakota, at 5:08, we will drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A Chinese firm is testing a new supersonic jet prototype that can fly from New York to London in less than 2 hours.
Damn. Okay.
That's pretty speedy. How long is that flight normally, does anybody know?
About 5 hours. 4.5 to 5 hours.
Okay, that's a considerable cut down then.
Yeah, I mean, you cut it in half.
Right, exactly.
Which they do that everywhere.
Yeah, no kidding. If we can just keep that going, that'd be awesome. There's a media site that did a full piece about the Walmart logo update. That's just a little bit too deep of a dive. I don't know if you guys saw this one. It's just...
It looks like a yellow anus.
Yeah. And basically,
I mean, it always looked like a yellow anus. It's like they refined it to make it look more like a yellow anus.
Right. And the website is called Boing Boing, and they've got the greatest headline of it. I don't know that I can read it. I don't want to attempt to read it. But just basically, like you said, it looks like an anus. It just looks like things might have
Don't understand how it looks that much different.
They just kind of fattened the... So if you know the Walmart logo, it's like, what, 5 or 6 kind of spokes in a circle?
Correct.
Which looks like an anus. Like if your kid drew the sun kind of thing. They just kind of fattened the spokes a little bit so that it looks more anus-y.
Yeah, right. Then as they say,
I also don't know that people shop at Walmart because of the logo.
They don't. I mean, I might go now.
But that's just...
They shop at Walmart because of the motorized scooters, Ted.
Yeah, it's cheap, it's there, it has everything.
They have some exclusive brands.
Yeah.
Do they? Yeah,
I mean, stuff that's only sold in Walmart. Like when AC/DC put out, I don't know if it was their last album or the album before.
There was one, yeah.
Their only retail release was at Walmart.
They've got like four or three things that are Cinnamon Toast Crunch that you can only get at Walmart.
Right, only at Walmart.
Whatever their other crap is.
Oh, some of that stuff.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. That's how they get you, man.
Hell yeah, dude. They look awesome. The latest fetish trend in the UK is something called castlecore.
I've heard of this.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is that where you have sex in a castle?
No, you basically wear all the old school stuff, so you're kind
of... A lot of Renaissance style stuff.
You're choking yourself. And, I mean, as far as like a chastity belt and then as
Do
far
you need
as,
all that to get horny, man? I'm just like, look, tell me you want to have sex, get naked, I'm in.
Well, basically, and then they're like the toys are...
Medieval-looking figurines.
I don't feel like medieval and sex toys should be two things that we put together.
Or it looks like it came off of a dragon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Like okay, my girl.
Oh, yeah. You know. Yeah, that was an ogre right there.
I mean, I guess I could be your troll.
There you go. There you go.
You can do your golem. See if that gets them all hot and sweaty.
Golem after midnight.
She takes her pants off.
Golem after midnight. Pay-per-view event. You freak. How long do you think Golem went without having sex?
Ooh.
Based on his lips.
I don't know, man. He had the ring for a minute there.
Well, he never washed his hands.
We don't know that. He may have been very sanitary.
The sting factor on that guy would be a little much.
We don't know if, you know, like some weird goblin thing got in there and just got freaky with Gollum for a minute there.
He might use Old Spice. You don't know.
I doubt it.
Scratch and sniff Gollum.
What happens in the Misty Mountains stays in the Misty Mountains, man.
Yeah, that wasn't mist. I just want to meet a couple with a hot wife, and they're like, we're in the castle core.
Castle core, yeah.
Like, cool, I'm an orc.
Right. Let's get this thing.
We should tell Castle about this. You might be like, I'm the man.
I know, right? As soon as I read that, I was like, all right, they like our boy Castle. Oh, they
your sex
like
toy looks like Ryan Castle.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like if I was into Castle Core fetish, it'd mainly just be the woman feeding me grapes.
All right.
Like an old king.
You're just eating.
Are you being fanned with a palm leaf?
Right. Miles, you know what I'm talking
he's
about.
He's a big gold lounger. He's wearing a toga. He's got the, you know, grape leaves on his head for whatever reason.
Yeah. Every 4 hours, I require one old fashioned. Yeah.
Not the drink.
Correct. Except on Sundays, where it's every 2 hours.
You're doing the Lord's work.
Also, send in the jester.
Send in the jester.
I thoroughly enjoy humor after an old-fashioned.
No, stand
he won't talk dirty while I have sex with you.
Yeah, say some funny things, jester.
Make sure he stands on the trap door.
Ye old vagina.
Yeah. And after this, we'll make fun of some of the serfs.
Send the gardener in to trim the shrubbery.
Right. I'm just going to be an evil king. Like, what is sexual about it? It's like nothing, you peasant.
Nothing.
Just get out of here.
For my slightest whim. Speaking of sex toys, the government has issued a warning that sex toys are a very real target for hackers. Sex toys. Your sex toys are a very...
Well, because you can control them with an app on your phone.
Right. Some of them are remote controlled.
But why are we hacking into the sex toys?
Like the thing that I'm wearing right now.
Because you're hoping that they're using it at the moment.
Right.
Or just turned it on in their nightstand.
A lot of people, they do that game, man, where you're out and they just kind of set you up.
While you're buying groceries.
Or when you're talking to the waiter. I mean, it's one of those games. But if someone can, you know, hack into your phone, then game on.
I mean, you can't do it because of the size of, like, a fleshlight. But it would be kind of wild if I was just wearing one at the restaurant. I'm just like, sorry, Mike. Hang on.
Mike's the one in control.
Well, no.
Yes, that's the way the game works.
No, it's if somebody hacked into his phone.
But you don't know who hacked it.
Yeah, I might be sitting across the room going, watch this. As soon as that waitress comes up.
That guy's got one on right now, I can tell.
But that got me wondering, what other stuff can they hack into?
The Men's Room Top 10.
Got me wondering.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 household items you didn't know could be hacked. Sure, you could hack into my Wi-Fi router and see that I watch old school Magnum PI reruns, Mike Holmes specials, anything and everything on space and technology. But if you want to know where I hide the real gold, I'm afraid I have to disappoint you. That is analog at its finest. Good old 8mm snuff films. When the smut was violent. And that's the way we liked it.
Ah, God. So these are household items that can be hacked that you might not have known could be hacked. If you don't know some of these can be hacked, you need to step up your game just a little bit. But one that got me, garage door openers.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
I remember that was one. I think that was one that they cautioned people about, that there might be somebody, you know, stationed outside of your house, and that they'll have some sort of a signal stealer, interceptor.
Right.
That when you fire the signal from your car or whatever, then it'll be able to hack.
Yeah, it's the same thing that your car uses to identify that unit, so you can sometimes just make that a hard feature in your car.
Yes. Your home Wi-Fi router.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the most vulnerable items that you have in your household is your Wi-Fi router, the hub in which every single electronic device you own in your house is connected.
Yeah, of course.
Right. That's why you need to set a password. That's why, as much of a pain in the eye as it is, it's worth putting at least some sort of a security measure. Don't make it just able to walk in.
Right. Anytime, you know, you try to find your hotspot or Wi-Fi, whatever, and it's like locked, locked, locked. Exactly. It's all your neighbors.
Right. Printers. Your printer can be hacked into. But when you think about it, you know, we've got printers here at work that all of our computers are connected to in one way or another, and not all of it is a hard wire. Some of it can be just hacked into Wi-Fi style.
But what's the benefit of hacking a printer?
Then you just send them a picture of your ass.
I don't know. Just to frustrate someone?
Are you going to come by my house later and like, hey, man, I printed up a resume on your printer. Can I get that? I don't want to steal anything. I just wanted to use your ink.
I saw that it was there, and I just needed to borrow it.
I mean, it feels like if you're hacking into a printer, you're just doing that to be mean.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky side
to work. A lot of penis coming your way.
Doesn't work anymore, sucker.
This picture. Your bathroom scales.
I did not know that was connected to anything other than the floor.
Says you already hate this item anyway, and now you've learned that it can be hacked. It's true. Your smart scales, if you're connected to your Wi-Fi, can be compromised. Although this item only sends data to the manufacturer's website, it's still your data, and it should be kept private.
A Wi-Fi scale?
Right. I knew it was happening. It wasn't eating too much over the holidays. Somebody's messing with my scale.
Damn right.
Yep, that's what I'm going with.
They're fudging the numbers over here.
Crazy.
I have not seen a Wi-Fi-enabled scale.
No, I would have no interest.
I would never buy one.
I mean, I've got a digital scale that you can, you know, you can switch it between certain settings, but do you need to keep track of it in an app that badly that you get your own?
I think some people just do everything through the app or their phone or whatever, but I just can't. A Wi-Fi scale.
It creates a convenience after you've got it all set up, but I just am not motivated to set that up.
I've never met anyone that stepped on a scale, if they're trying to lose weight, say, stepped on a scale, weighed themselves 3 days later, and forgot how much they weighed.
Right.
Right.
More importantly, I need to put that into some sort of a social site. Right. I'm good. Portable game consoles. Again, these are household items that can be hacked.
All right. That'd just be funny.
It makes sense. Yet again, it's anything that can be connected to your Wi-Fi. Of course. Portable game console counts as well. Your electronic picture frames.
Ooh. Don't have those, but I know some people that do.
They're pretty cool. I like those.
My old man got one, and my grandma has one, and we upload photos from them from time to time. And boy, and I figure that it's more of that generation of society. It's the older generation that'll have those things, just because you give your kids the app or the link or whatever it is, and then they can just keep on loading pictures on in there. So that way you can just have a rotating
Because that generation is actually interested in your pictures,
right? And so if somebody gets a hold of that, it's not like they're going to get a whole lot other than the likeness of your family.
But they can upload something.
I'm not hacking into it to take your pictures. When you come home, dude, it's going to be 15 penises that fly out of James. Has nothing to do with what you've taken. That's what I put on that thing.
Spread eagle in the mirror.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at my Walmart logo.
I was going to say, does it look like the Walmart logo?
You're going to find out I put a hidden camera in your house.
Baby monitors can be hacked.
Yeah, I've heard that
seen that before. They're often connected to your Wi-Fi, and even the old ones, they were just certain radio signals that they're
I mean, that's all it is.
So you can have it.
Hey, it's just weird messing with people in the house, creepy like that.
I agree.
That's why they do it.
And they're right, and their kids.
So. Probably thermostats too, right, Mike? Is that on there?
That was number 5 on the list, Miles. Thermostats and electric meters.
Yep. I've heard about that. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Well, but so a landlord can control those settings.
Yes.
Right.
So, because if it's all utilities included, they're going to be that person. Like
you bet.
You can live in 65 degrees.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or whatever the deal is. So
I wish.
Yeah.
By the way, a couple of people have texted in. They said, look, hacking into a printer, it can allow a person to backtrack into every device connected to it or let it print. And someone else, I like this, they said, I just print all pink pages just to use up all your magenta.
Boy, that one goes fast.
It does.
Doggone it.
I will say, like, I like a house cold, so, but it would be funny if you had, like, an ex and you knew she liked it hot, she runs really cold, and just be like, I don't know. Just won't go over, like Miles saying, 63 in there.
Hope you're bundled up, blowing cold air.
Yeah.
Grab a blanket.
Now it's as cold as your heart. I wish you nothing but the best. Good day.
Good luck to you.
You're frozen. Your refrigerator.
Yeah, if you have one of those quote-unquote smart refrigerators.
I prefer
mine dumb.
I agree. I would just do something simple. Like, just make the ice machine stop working.
Oh.
Or just melt it all.
Ted is a devious man over here.
Well, I'm hacking. What's the matter, baby? You don't have any ice?
When you know when they go to work, you set the setting higher so all the ice melts. Then set it back to freezing so it's one solid block, you see.
See, Ted's just screwing with his ex over here. He's turning off her ice. Maybe you can use your heart in your drink.
Yeah.
Cold heart.
Voice-activated speakers. Alexa, your Echo. Sorry if I screwed up anybody's speaker there. My bad.
Hey, cancel. Alexa.
Cancel. You know, if you got the Google thing or anything like that. Somebody hacked into my doggone soundbar.
Really? Oh, way.
Yeah.
And so what do they do?
This was like the first weekend that we had moved into our house. We're already a little bit creeped out because we're in a brand new house, right? And I've got this Bluetooth soundbar that VD gave to us for our wedding. And I've got it set up and it's downstairs. We're upstairs in our bedroom watching TV. Then all of a sudden, this hardcore gangster rap just starts coming through in our basement.
They connected to the wrong device or something.
That's what I thought, Miles, until I turned it off, and then it somehow turned back on and started just blasting again, loud as it possibly could go.
Huh.
I unplugged that damn thing. That's not a fucking sense. I know. And I hope you're right, Miles, because it was on the same night. I hope it was just somebody trying to plug it in. They're like, doggone it, I can't hear.
Yeah.
But
sounds like they walked into your trap, took over your trap.
Yeah.
We're getting more texts from people that know things about hacking. First of all, it's not so much about the device. It's about whatever device they can get access to because that gets them into your network.
Sure.
All right. And then someone else says there are Wi-Fi scales. I don't have one, but as a dialysis patient, I have to do all my vitals every morning and record it.
Okay.
There you go. That makes sense.
So if you can just make it as simple as you step on the scale and then you're
done. And they get the info, right?
You bet. Hell yeah. Smart TVs comes in at number two.
I really like dumb TV. You remember when you bought a TV, you plugged it in, turned it on, and you're done?
It took you 5 minutes for it to warm up.
I mean, I'm plugging my TV, then it has all these questions.
Who are you?
I don't know what to answer.
I am not my kids. Why is that always the first
time? I will say that electronics have overstepped to a degree. Like, I don't need an app for this.
No, I don't want an app for this.
You're a restaurant. You don't need your own app, okay? I just want to order food. Just have an online spot.
And I'll tell you what, that would be... I don't know what kind of attack I'd call it, but if you hacked into, like, America's TVs on, like, Super Bowl Sunday,
people
would freak out.
Yes, sir.
They've gone too far.
Too much.
It's Puppy Bowl on every channel.
But then the number one household item that can be hacked, and again, if you didn't know this, you're a little bit on the naive side, security cameras.
Well, sure.
That Ring camera that you've got outside, any other surveillance that you've got going on, what do you know? It could be hacked.
It's probably your government.
Or aliens.
Or aliens. One of the two.
It's all a simulation anyhow, man. Who gives a crap?
Yeah, birds aren't real.
Fake pandas, fake birds. Pandas.
It's just a dude in a costume.
Giraffes ain't real.
Porch pirates.
Just some tall brother walking through there. That's all it is. Put on a costume, fool everyone.
That's how he gets left alone walking through the savannah. He just dresses up.
Miles didn't see one real animal on a safari.
Nope.
His brother's laying a costume.
Everybody was an inflated dinosaur.
Yeah. Basically, we're in Westworld.
Right. Oh, it's all animatronic, man.
You didn't do anything illegal, did you?
Nope. Nothing's really legal there. We're illegal.
A man in Virginia paid a woman for sex, but you won't believe what happened when he got out of the shower, Miles.
What did happen when he got out of the shower?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, if we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
The time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewery. They have many brews, but I recommend the Men's Room IPA and, oh, I don't know, the Men's Room, say, 20th Anniversary Lager.
Delicious.
I'm not biased. I'm just throwing it out there. Today, we toast 41-year-old Octavia Wells of Panama City, Florida. Octavia is a fan of fentanyl. So much so that before heading to a court-mandated drug rehab, she decided to try to score some narcotics for the road. So she texted her drug dealer that she had $45 to spend, and she wanted to buy a couple of points of fentanyl. And in case you're wondering, a point is about 1/10 of a gram. And if you're not wondering, you might be on fentanyl. Anyway, Octavia, she drove to the, you'll appreciate this, Ted, the Tom Thumb convenience store to meet her dealer.
Don't do that to Tom Thumb.
Hey, man, that's where she went to meet her dealer. But she was met instead by police officers, namely Special Investigator Stephen Pettyjohn. Now, Octavia and Officer Pettyjohn, they had interacted before, and for reasons they have not disclosed, she had his number in her phone under the nickname PJ. Her drug dealer goes by TJ, and unfortunately, she texted the cop about her drug request, not her drug dealer. Anyway, she was, in fact, arrested. They're very familiar with her. In fact, they already let her out of jail. They just said, look, we know what you're up to. You have one felony and two misdemeanors. That's what we're charging you with. So I'm going to let your ass out of jail. She has to go back, I believe, early February for a court case.
Dang. Well, look, she was going to go back either way because
she was, but this was drug rehab. This was not jail.
Right, but I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure if you go to drug rehab and you pee dirty, I would think that would just automatically throw her back in jail.
But I think the difference is, if it's drug rehab, that means you still have a problem. So if I pee dirty at a drug rehab, because she had to check into the facility, it makes sense. I think they would expect you to pee dirty because you're a drug rehab, right? If you've gone long enough that you're peeing clean, like, you don't need to be here necessarily.
Yeah.
So I think she was like, look, I'm going to go for one last ride. Of course, I'm going to pee dirty. Why else would I be in drug rehab? But unfortunately, she hit up PJ, the cop, not TJ, the drug dealer.
Oops.
Yeah, I want to separate those a little bit. And again, they did not specify why she had his number in the phone. Either way, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
Let's get a contest on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.